Well, I mean, certainly there is division in the Western world about this, that for many years, both in the United States and between the United States and our allies and partners, there was an agreement that Iran's nuclear program was the principal national security threat and therefore needed to be the priority focus of our attentions. That shifted amongst Iran hawks in the United States when the Obama administration put Iran's nuclear program into a box, right? The hawks were no longer satisfied because the excuse of the nuclear program was removed. And that didn't, but the change, you know, amongst the hawks here didn't change the reality, and it didn't change European perceptions that the biggest, the most substantial national security threat was an unconstrained Iranian nuclear program. And so Europe has stayed focused on that, where the Trump administration has had a lack of focus in one way or another.
Do they have more leverage like they claim, or does the U.S. not have more leverage?
The U.S. has got leverage. Iran needs to get out from under this sanctions pressure. Deals are not only about leverage. And I believe that by pulling out of the JCPOA, by alienating our allies and partners, the Trump administration has made a mistake. And what I mean by that is that whatever emerges is going to be worse for us, for the United States, than the JCPOA was. So the whole constellation of issues, right, whether it's leverage, alliances, trust, as taken as a whole, we are in a worse position now than we were before. To come back to the other part of your question, which is Iran committed to the deal? Well, I mean, Iran is in violation of the deal. They've been very transparent about that. I think up to this point, they've been fairly cautious in the way they've managed those violations in order to leave a way back in should the United States choose to go that route. That could change at any point. But so far, I would say the Iranians still seem to believe that the best way back to the table somehow goes through the JCPOA.